An alle Aufsichtspersonen. Verteilen Sie jetzt die Aufgabenbogen für den Prüfungsteil Hörverstehen. Die Prüfung beginnt in 2 Minuten. An die Kandidatinnen und Kandidaten. Beschriften Sie jetzt das Deckblatt des Aufgabenbogens Hörverstehen. Achtung! Lesen Sie die Aufgaben erst, wenn der englische Text beginnt. Kaufmännische Berufsmatura 2008, Kanton Zürich, Englisch, Serie 1. This part of the examination consists of 2 different listening comprehension tasks. There will be pauses before and after each task to give you time to read the questions and to check your answers. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. In the first part of the test, you're going to hear part of a radio program in which a guest talks about an exhibition. As you listen, fill in the gaps 1 to 10 in the notes below. In most gaps, more than one word is necessary for a complete answer. You now have 90 seconds in which to look at task 1. Ready?
Welcome back to the program. I've been talking to Barry Slater, Director of Consumer Exhibitions Limited, about some of the exhibitions his company are putting on locally. Barry, I gather that in February there's one that'll appeal to holidaymakers.
Yes, that's right. It's called Destinations, and it's on from the 15th to the 18th of February at the Exhibition Hall. And it's more than just a holiday exhibition. It's the biggest and most exciting event of its kind ever held in this country.
So, what's so special about it?
Well, it'll bring people the holidays they won't find at ordinary travel agents. The exhibition will take them on a tour of the world's unusual travel experiences, and in one day they'll learn about unique trips on every continent and at every budget. The only thing they won't see is the ordinary.
Now, I guess this isn't going to be the sort of exhibition where people just walk around and look at the stands, is it?
That's right. There'll be all kinds of things going on. First of all, there'll be a non-stop program of special events on the live stage, where the sights, the sounds, the colors, the flavors, and the music of the world will be brought to life. These will give people a real taste of some of the places they could visit.
Sounds good.
Yes. And on top of that, there'll be a series of talks. In fact, 7 on each day, each of them lasting 60 minutes. These will be given by celebrity speakers, TV celebrities, journalists, novelists, famous travelers and travel writers. And we're expecting them to prove really popular. One I'm especially looking forward to is a talk given by a TV weatherman who will give you an insight into how to find the right climate for your ideal holiday.
Interesting.
Yes. And we're also holding question and answer sessions with specialist tour operators, which we're calling Ask the Experts. These experts will describe the holidays they organize in detail and answer your questions. They'll also be offering advice about working in travel and where to find the right clothes and equipment for your next trip.
That would be useful for me. I never have the right things with me.
Yes. And we're also running what we're calling guided tour sessions, where you can meet people representing the world's tourist boards. So, if all these people can't tell you what you want to know, nobody can.
So, there'll be a lot to see and a lot to learn.
Yes, that's the idea. And that's not all. There's going to be a special exhibition of wildlife photography where you can see the work of the top photographers in the field. You'll also be able to visit the travel bookshop. You'll be able to find all kinds of travel books there. And in some cases, you'll be able to have your book signed by the author for you, since some of them will be there in person for author signing sessions.
Now, I happen to know that one of our programs is going to come from the exhibition, isn't it, Barry?
Yes, that's right. On Saturday, the stars of the Have a Break program will be broadcasting the show live from the exhibition, and this will give people a chance to come and meet the show stars in person.
So, all in all, quite an exhibition. Now, Barry, let's run through some of the details about prices, dates, and how to get there.
Yes. Well, if you book in advance...
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
Welcome back to the programme. I've been talking to Barry Slater, Director of Consumer Exhibitions Limited, about some of the exhibitions his company are putting on locally. Barry, I gather that in February there's one that'll appeal to holidaymakers.
Yes, that's right. It's called Destinations, and it's on from the 15th to the 18th of February at the Exhibition Hall. And it's more than just a holiday exhibition. It's the biggest and most exciting event of its kind ever held in this country.
So, what's so special about it?
Well, it'll bring people the holidays they won't find at ordinary travel agents. The exhibition will take them on a tour of the world's unusual travel experiences, and in one day they'll learn about unique trips on every continent and at every budget. The only thing they won't see is the ordinary.
Now, I guess this isn't going to be the sort of exhibition where people just walk around and look at the stands, is it?
That's right. There'll be all kinds of things going on. First of all, there'll be a non-stop program of special events on the live stage, where the sights, the sounds, the colors, the flavors, and the music of the world will be brought to life. These will give people a real taste of some of the places they could visit.
Sounds good.
Yes. And on top of that, there'll be a series of talks. In fact, 7 on each day, each of them lasting 60 minutes. These will be given by celebrity speakers, TV celebrities, journalists, novelists, famous travelers and travel writers. And we're expecting them to prove really popular. One I'm especially looking forward to is a talk given by a TV weatherman who will give you an insight into how to find the right climate for your ideal holiday.
Interesting.
Yes. And we're also holding question and answer sessions with specialist tour operators, which we're calling Ask the Experts. These experts will describe the holidays they organize in detail and answer your questions. They'll also be offering advice about working in travel and where to find the right clothes and equipment for your next trip.
That would be useful for me. I never have the right things with me.
Yes. And we're also running what we're calling guided tour sessions, where you can meet people representing the world's tourist boards. So, if all these people can't tell you what you want to know, nobody can.
So, there'll be a lot to see and a lot to learn.
Yes, that's the idea. And that's not all. There's going to be a special exhibition of wildlife photography where you can see the work of the top photographers in the field. You'll also be able to visit the travel bookshop. You'll be able to find all kinds of travel books there. And in some cases, you'll be able to have your book signed by the author for you, since some of them will be there in person for author signing sessions.
Now, I happen to know that one of our programs is going to come from the exhibition, isn't it, Barry?
Yes, that's right. On Saturday, the stars of the Have a Break program will be broadcasting the show live from the exhibition, and this will give people a chance to come and meet the show stars in person.
So, all in all, quite an exhibition. Now, Barry, let's run through some of the details about prices, dates, and how to get there.
Yes. Well, if you book in advance...
That is the end of task one. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to task two. Task two. In the second part of the test, you're going to hear an interview with someone who belongs to an amateur dramatic society. For questions 1 to 10, mark the best answer A, B, or C. You now have 90 seconds in which to look at task two. Ready?
One of the great theatrical traditions in Britain is the Amateur Dramatic Society. In villages everywhere, these groups of enthusiastic amateurs put on plays in village halls and local schools for the entertainment of their neighbours. I went to one such village, Stratford-on-Stout, to find out just what goes into these productions and just what they mean to the villagers. I started by talking to Joanna Baker, who acts in the plays. Joanna, what made you join the club?
Well, I joined about 18 months ago. I'd recently moved to the village. I work in the local hospital. And I heard about it from the lady who lives next door. She told me she'd heard it was good just for a bit of fun. I didn't know many of the locals. I mean, I got on well enough with my work colleagues, but the hospital's quite far away and I hardly saw them outside working hours. So it sounded like an ideal way of getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd done some serious acting at college, but in the club there's no pressure on you to do anything you don't want to, mm-hmm. as there often is in professional companies.
Doesn't it get a bit embarrassing sometimes, appearing in costume in front of your neighbours, family, friends, people you have to face every day of your life?
Well, the first play I was in, I played a fish. But in fact, nobody recognised me because I was wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. My real dread is finding out that I don't know my lines. Mm-hmm. It's happened a couple of times. I've gone completely blank. Mm-hmm. There was some of my family in the audience then, and to be honest, that's the worst thing, whoever's out there.
Mm. Now, it's one of the great traditions of amateur dramatics that things go wrong, isn't it? Is the Stratford-on-Stout Society an exception?
No, certainly not. Doors won't open, tables collapse, that kind of thing. It's all part of the fun. Mm. There are occasions when this is because of certain actors who like playing tricks on each other. But more often than not, it's just because we're all amateurs. Mm. The worst thing is, when something like that happens, if you're on stage, you can't laugh, because the audience don't always realise that anything is wrong.
Mm. Have you been on stage when the unexpected has happened?
Yes, not long ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We had a set that included a table and a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
The phone wasn't real, but one night someone exchanged it for a real one. Suddenly, in the middle of a scene, the thing started ringing. Well, I just stood there staring at it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of anything to do, and it had interrupted me in the middle of a speech. One or two of the others started laughing, and then one of them had the presence of mind to pick it up and say something about ordering a sandwich for lunch. We then carried on with the scene.
Mm-hmm. How do you all get on together?
Unlike other clubs I know of, there's no rivalry between us. If one person desperately wants a certain part in a play, then he or she will propose we put on that play for our next production. The rest of us usually agree, and there's never any fighting over who gets to play which part.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a production which needs a lot of cast members, we often have to go knocking on doors to recruit people. If that fails, we borrow actors from the Dramatic Society in the village down the road.
Mm. What's the biggest problem when it comes to putting on a production?
Well, the last couple of weeks before a production starts, really. Not everyone has the time to spare. This isn't really a problem when we're rehearsing normally, but shortly before a production starts, we're rehearsing 6 or 7 nights a week for 2 or 3 hours a night.
Mm.
Even though everyone wants to join in to the full, people with families or who work full-time don't usually have that sort of time to spare.
Yeah. Mm. And how do audiences react to the plays?
Usually very well, although we did have a bit of a problem with the last play we put on. We were doing a modern, rather unusual comedy, and they just didn't know what to make of it.
Mm.
We were so bad, the audience didn't know whether to laugh or not. They couldn't decide if it was really meant to be a comedy or not.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
One of the great theatrical traditions in Britain is the Amateur Dramatic Society. In villages everywhere, these groups of enthusiastic amateurs put on plays in village halls and local schools for the entertainment of their neighbours. I went to one such village, Stratford-on-Stout, to find out just what goes into these productions and just what they mean to the villagers. I started by talking to Joanna Baker, who acts in the plays. Joanna, what made you join the club?
Well, I joined about 18 months ago. I'd recently moved to the village. I work in the local hospital. And I heard about it from the lady who lives next door. She told me she'd heard it was good just for a bit of fun. I didn't know many of the locals. I mean, I got on well enough with my work colleagues, but the hospital's quite far away and I hardly saw them outside working hours. So it sounded like an ideal way of getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd done some serious acting at college, but in the club there's no pressure on you to do anything you don't want to, mm-hmm. as there often is in professional companies.
Doesn't it get a bit embarrassing sometimes, appearing in costume in front of your neighbours, family, friends, people you have to face every day of your life?
Well, the first play I was in, I played a fish. But in fact, nobody recognised me because I was wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. My real dread is finding out that I don't know my lines. Mm. It's happened a couple of times. I've gone completely blank. Mm. There was some of my family in the audience then, and to be honest, that's the worst thing, whoever's out there.
Mm. Now, it's one of the great traditions of amateur dramatics that things go wrong, isn't it? Is the Stratford-on-Stout Society an exception?
No, certainly not. Doors won't open, tables collapse, that kind of thing. It's all part of the fun. Mm. There are occasions when this is because of certain actors who like playing tricks on each other. But more often than not, it's just because we're all amateurs. Mm. The worst thing is, when something like that happens, if you're on stage, you can't laugh, because the audience don't always realise that anything is wrong.
Mm. Have you been on stage when the unexpected has happened?
Yes, not long ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We had a set that included a table and a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
The phone wasn't real, but one night someone exchanged it for a real one. Suddenly, in the middle of a scene, the thing started ringing. Well, I just stood there staring at it. I mm-hmm. couldn't think of anything to do, and it had interrupted me in the middle of a speech. One or two of the others started laughing, and then one of them had the presence of mind to pick it up and say something about ordering a sandwich for lunch. We then carried on with the scene.
Mm-hmm. How do you all get on together?
Unlike other clubs I know of, there's no rivalry between us. If one person desperately wants a certain part in a play, then he or she will propose we put on that play for our next production.
Mm.
The rest of us usually agree, and there's never any fighting over who gets to play which part.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a production which needs a lot of cast members, we often have to go knocking on doors to recruit people. If that fails, we borrow actors from the Dramatic Society in the village down the road.
Mm. What's the biggest problem when it comes to putting on a production?
Well, the last couple of weeks before a production starts, really.
Mm.
Not everyone has the time to spare. This isn't really a problem when we're rehearsing normally, but shortly before a production starts, we're rehearsing 6 or 7 nights a week for 2 or 3 hours a night.
Mm.
Even though everyone wants to join in to the full, people with families or who work full-time don't usually have that sort of time to spare.
Yeah. Mm. And how do audiences react to the plays?
Usually very well. Although we did have a bit of a problem with the last play we put on. We were doing a modern, rather unusual comedy, and they just didn't know what to make of it.
Mm.
We were so bad, the audience didn't know whether to laugh or not. They couldn't decide if it was really meant to be a comedy or not.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you very much, Mark.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening comprehension test. Stop writing and hand in your papers.